Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, it's Wednesday. We're catching up. We're talking about selling out of land and some other things. Before we do that, though, I want to talk to you about your mail. We all know that getting offers into the hands of the people with land that you want to buy is crucial to the success of our business, and there's no better or cheaper way to do that than offers to owners. Justin and I both run our business on it and couldn't be happier. It's quick. It's easy. And by far the most effective way to get your letters out. So go check them out. Website's www.offers2owners.com.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
I'm not going to try to stump you yet. Not today. Normally I try to stump you with my opening line on Wednesday.
It's been the same every week lately. Hey, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Well, I do have something I read on Reddit that is a little odd, and I didn't know if you'd ever heard of it. And so I'm going to throw this at you. It's a little bit, you're probably going to be like, Jesus, I want to edit this out. But I'm going to throw it at you.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a poop knife?
And ready to edit it out. Yep, you were right. Yep. Ready to edit it out.
Have you ever heard of one, though?
I do not want to hear about it.
Okay. So what a poop knife is, it's apparently people have these things and they cut it when they go to the restroom. Wacky Wednesday coming at you live from Casual Fridays.
Wow.
So
I don't even know. Wow.
Apparently the story is from a 22-year-old guy that didn't know that was not a normal, that's not a normal thing. And then he posted it on there and he's like, today I found out that this isn't normal. And everybody's like, yeah, no, it's not normal. But there were a few other people that had other stuff like that, like a shatula.
I don't even know about you, man.
I got you. Second Wednesday in a row.
That would get anybody. I assume anyone listening right now is like,
what the heck?
What the heck? Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be some light conversation.
Light. That's light. Okay.
It's light conversation.
That's not the kind of light conversation I have. That's not a topic that I really like talking
you
about.
You wouldn't have read that if you would have read it as an article?
Nah,
you wouldn't have looked at it.
I don't know. I don't actually get on Reddit. I don't know much about it.
Okay. Well, it was on Facebook. That was a Reddit article. Mm. And then, so when you hit the Facebook link, it took you to Reddit. So wasn't really going through just weird Reddit items. It was on Facebook, just scrolling.
What I do know about Reddit is it kind of feels like you can go down this rabbit hole of just never-ending, crazy, weird stuff, right?
Yeah, and I tend to go down those rabbit holes.
Isn't it? I thought it was just mostly a photo thing.
No, not on Reddit. I mean, it's kind of just a chat room, if you will, that just gets, it's like, I guess there's no taboo in it. Mm. I mean, I guess there is taboo, but, you know, there's a lot of people that come to some of that stuff, and it could get weird really quickly. Mm. Yeah. So, how's your Wednesday?
Hopefully only getting better.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know you preempted this with selling out of land.
Yeah, things have been kind of flying off the market lately for me,
mm-hmm.
Which is a great, great problem.
Yeah.
But also makes me really close to running out of land.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, I'm on the polar opposite end of that cyclical nature right now. I am so heavy on land that because we are closing so much. When we went on vacation, we had so much in escrow that now it's all starting to close. And so now it needs to go on and get marketed and sold. So I'm like, you know, Monday we talked about catchy lines. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to go run through a lot of my ads I have out there and get a little funky with it.
It never hurts, right? I mean,
yeah, we'll give it a try.
I think we've talked about this before too, right? If you're watching your ads and how many times they've been viewed and clicked and whatnot, and you're mm-hmm. not getting what you need, then you change the ad.
Yep, I did that on quite a few. So that's something that I do on Mondays. I go through and change things like that. But I may go ahead and play with a little bit of titles.
Nice.
Got some big lots, and I cannot lie.
I encourage it. I guess you like that.
I do. I was just thinking of like the rap song that goes along with it.
Right. Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, how many phrases of that rap song, like how many lines in that rap song can I turn into a land investing line?
Or other songs, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a field day with this one. It's going to be land selling karaoke.
Yeah. It makes bring up the point, like, is it okay to sell out of land?
I'm going to go on a limb here, and I'm going to say no. Mm-hmm. And for me, the reason why, for most people it probably is. For me, It's not because the cash sitting in the bank makes me nervous. Mm. But on the flip side of that, all my cash being out makes me even more nervous.
Yeah, and you've got a lot of cash out right now.
Got a lot of cash out, and it's making me nervous. It is weighing me down to the point where I'm having to tell old Jessica, hey, we got to buy the off brand milk. We can't buy that. They can't buy the name brand today.
You like that off brand stuff anyway.
I do, for the most part. There's a few things that she knows you cannot buy off brand. But for the most part, I'm off-brand guy.
But Dr. RC is not one of those.
Dr. Check Cola, Dr. Thunder. Love me some Dr. Thunder. cereal, I need the brand. I'm a brand cereal.
Oh, really?
SpaghettiOs, got to have the brand SpaghettiOs.
Gross. Who eats those anyway?
I can't even talk to you right now. I could eat them cold out of the can.
That makes me sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never been a fan of those.
Ketchup, I need name brand ketchup, which is weird because the other stuff I can eat off brand.
Mm.
The other condiments.
That is weird.
Yeah. Whataburger or Hunt's.
Mm.
And Kool-Aid has to actually be the Kool-Aid brand. If I drink Kool-Aid, I don't really drink it anymore, but that's a stipulation at our house.
Mm. So what about land? I'm gonna counter that too. Like, I think it's not okay to sell out of land because you got to constantly have an inventory, but I don't really see a massive problem in it as well, especially if you sell everything you got, and then you got to let your funds build back up.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that we've talked about is that ebb and flow of terms selling and cash deals, terms deals and cash deals, because you do buy a lot at one time because you send out a mailer and you'll get four or five properties back. And then you take $500 down to $1,000 down, $1,500 down sometimes. And sometimes it takes a month or two to get a couple payments in, get your cash back so you can go out and get the next mailer going if you're just rolling a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can tie up too much money at one time. And so it does take a little bit of time. You know, luckily, you have things like Plum, you have things like Land Tank, land investors that will do some private funding and get you in some deals if you have some mailer out there that you get some you don't have the money for, which is always a good thing. But it can work against you if you're a full-term seller, if that's all you do is sell in terms.
Right, yeah. I have to think about that too, because you can buy these $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 properties that you sell on terms for $500,000 down, $200,000-$300,000 a month, but it takes a long time to get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to build a note business, that's one way. But if you don't have a ton of money and you want to build that note business, you can just buy $500,000 properties, get that $500,000 back, right?
Yeah, it's exactly right.
But then your payments are lower and they're on shorter terms. But does it really make a difference if you're out there trying to hustle?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it makes... I
agree with you. It doesn't. The one thing I would caution on that is watching your mailer cost and looking at how your inbound pipeline looks like coming at you.
Yeah, you definitely have to take that into consideration. I mean, if you are buying $500,000 properties and your mailing cost and whatnot is several thousand, and you only buy one or two of those properties, well, they're not making any money.
Yep.
You know, for that to work, you got to buy multiples, 4, 5, 6, 7 properties, and then there's no problem with it. You buy those each, $500,000 down, you take your money, you get your money back, you go do it over and over and over, and you build your note portfolio by having a lot of properties that just constantly turn in.
My brain is fried this week. The amount of property that we're moving through right now and sitting... Or I say sitting, that we're processing through from escrow to closing into the marketing phases with all the partners and between Plum and Lamuel. It's just I'm fried this week, bud.
Well, this has been the busiest week I think either one of us have had. I mean, we've been working hard.
In the land business?
In land, yeah. And land and
casual Fridays,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, doing everything.
Yeah, and I know that we kind of talk, I think that's our plan for Fridays, to talk about this a little bit more in depth. You know, can you get into too many projects? And, you know, right now we had the Big Jack County subdivide that we were walking through, and, you know, I had to actually gracefully bowed out of it because of chasing the offer. We had an offer set mount and limited, and so it reached that threshold, so I had to back out of that. But I have three more subdivides on the table. The one in Virginia that we're looking at doing, we got our estimates back on surveys, ranging cheapest one is $18,000. The most expensive one is $27,000. So that's something you're like, where is this cost coming from? That's a huge amount.
Yeah, because especially around here in Texas, right? That same survey for the same size would be around $5,000.
Yeah, $4,000 to $5,000. And I don't see it going much more over that. But for some reason, this one, they're just like, hey, you got a couple weeks out, we're a month out, and we got quite a bit in money and survey. And when we originally talked to the county and everything. Oh, yeah, we can get it done pretty quickly. Now it's backtracking. We're meeting with the county today on two in Nevada that we're looking at. We've got on the desk, we've got signed purchase and sales agreement on. We're checking with them today to make sure that the subdivides will be okay on those. But, you know, so there's two sections there as well. So that part of the land business is, it's good because you're working through those processes, you're learning. But when you throw that on top of your normal land business, it's already moving pretty quickly. Your partnership business, it's booming right now. The consulting and the stuff we do with Casual Fridays, the content production of that, I'm telling you, man, I feel sorry for my wife right now. Like I feel sorry for you.
I know you're stressed because you ran.
Yeah. I haven't gone to the gym this week either as of yet. And I need, like, last night at about 1 a.m. when I woke up, it was like, do I go run right now? And in my head, all I thought was, some snake that it's too hot for out at during a day is going to be laying on the jogging trail in my neighborhood because it's a 20-acre park that we run around. And I'm like, it's going to jump up and bite me. I'm not running tonight.
I'll just make you run faster.
Yeah, while I'm limping with a snake bite. And then the gym's not open at midnight because mine's not a 24-hour gym. It's a 5 to 11, I think, 5 to 10. So,
yeah, I know things are crazy when you're volunteering yourself to go out for a jog.
I used to jog, though, like in the early 20s, from like 17 to 21, 22.
That was half a lifetime ago.
I do realize that. I do. Trust me, my body realizes it too. But yeah, it was when I told my wife I was going to go run the first day, she looked at me like I was crazy. She says, "You're going to what?" And I was like, "I'm going to go jog around the trail. I feel like I need to go jog." And she's like, "Nah, how far are you going to jog?" Like, to the end of the driveway.
She's like, "He's cheating on me. That's yeah. it.
Who's running with him? Who is that woman out there?"
She's got the binoculars on the back porch watching her every move.
Nah, she's smarter than that. She sends the kids. They come out. Who's daddy talking to? Nah, she's not like that. But one of my kids did come cruising up on his scooter. Jackson comes cruising up on his scooter while I was running. He's like, "You want to run, daddy?" So.
Have the motorized bicycles. Mm-hmm. They ride those?
Yeah, they ride those quite a bit. We got them they had their sixth birthday last week. And so my parents, for all their grandkids' birthdays, for their sixth birthday, they buy them a BB gun and a bicycle, a pedal bicycle. So they both got pedal bikes. I told them they had a week with the training wheels and they're getting yanked off. So I'm hardcore on that. We're not running no training wheels around this house.
I feel like it should be easy for them after using the motorbike, right?
Yeah, the only difference is having to get used to that hip movement and balancing with your hip. So we'll see how they go with it. Jackson's doing pretty good at pedaling, but he's leaning on one pedal, the training wheel the whole time. So we'll see how that works for him. But, yeah, I mean, it's as life goes, you know, this is the summertime. Normally it's the quiet time. We had a little bit of a quiet week. It just seems like it's all come down in the last couple of weeks, just gotten really, really hectic.
You mean quiet time? Because not in the land business, right? Land business summertime is hot. It's on fire, right?
Yeah, but when the land business really only takes a couple hours a day.
Yeah.
So it's not the overwork of I'm buying and selling too much land. It's just everything else on top of that and working it through and how that all overlaps. And, you know, and that's the good and bad thing about layering your businesses.
Yeah, no, I agree. I definitely think you can way overdue how much you've got yourself invested in, right? Business-wise, like how many different things you're doing, that easily makes stress.
Yep.
But yeah, and the land, I wanted to say this too, the land business does only take a couple hours a day, but it seems like lately, and maybe we talked about this Monday, maybe it's because of my Craigslist guy or what, but I've just been busy with leads.
I'm still like perplexed at like how much like crazy karaoke I'm going to get to do out of all these crazy ads.
Can you think
ads.
Of any songs right off the top of your head?
You know, what's that? The Tootsie Roll song, "Cotton Candy, Sweet as Gold, Let My Land Tootsie Roll," or something like that.
Okay, I want to see these when you're done.
Ice land too cold.
Maybe in somewhere where there's snow or something.
Yeah, it's when it's snowy season.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go back through the '80s and '90s of R&B, rap, and you know, popular songs.
Back when there was some good music. Back in our day.
Yeah, back in our day.
When there was some good music.
God, I feel old all of a sudden.
Well, I got news for you.
We're getting there.
You faster than me.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right, let's go ahead and call it right there. Let's let these people get to work.
Yeah, a little too wacky on Wednesday.
Yeah, after how you started the show, if anyone's even still listening right now.
I think they're still here. They wanted to see where we go from there. They wanted to see how we recover that one. Mm.
Well, hopefully we did a good job, and let us know by going to Facebook and to Instagram and giving us a like and a follow, and then going to iTunes, going to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us, like the show, review the show, and subscribe to the show. It really helps out. We love you for it. See you Friday.
See you guys.